Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I have the privilege of praying you through the Bible verse by verse. We are making our way through the book of Luke, which has been so rich and so many great stories in this particular gospel. So I hope you're enjoying it as much as I am. Today, I'm reading from Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 21 in the World English Bible, and it says this. Jesus also spoke a parable to them that they must always pray and not give up, saying, "There was a judge in a certain city who didn't fear God and didn't respect man. A widow was in that city, and she often came to him, saying, 'Defend me from my adversary.' He wouldn't for a while, but afterward he said to himself, 'Though I neither fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow bothers me, I will defend her, or else she will wear me out by her continual coming.' The Lord said, 'Listen to what the unrighteous judge says. Won't God avenge his chosen ones who are crying out to him day and night, and yet he exercises patience with them? I tell you that he will avenge them quickly. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?' Jesus also spoke this parable to certain people who were convinced of their own righteousness and who despised all others. Two men went up into the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed to himself like this: 'God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of men, extortionists, unrighteous, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get.' But the tax collector, standing far away, wouldn't even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, 'God, be merciful to me, a sinner.' I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted." They were also bringing their babies to him that he might touch them, but when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. Jesus summoned them, saying, "Allow the little children to come to me, and don't hinder them, for God's kingdom belongs to such as these. Most certainly I tell you, whoever doesn't receive God's kingdom like a little child, he will in no way enter it." A certain ruler asked him, saying, "Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus asked him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except one, God. You know the commandments: don't commit adultery, don't murder, don't steal, don't give false testimony, honor your father and mother." He said, "I have observed all these things from my youth up. Mind if I pray for you?" Lord, thank you for reminding us that children are important and to have a childlike faith is important. Children trust what is told them. They follow well. And they even see this with like little kids following after bigger kids, just wanting to be a part of the crowd. So Lord, let us be like that today. Let us be childlike in our faith, not childish, but childlike, to be able to follow you without any sort of pretense or fear, but just to truly trust you and have faith in you. Lord, thank you for this example about the persistent widow who just kept bothering the unrighteous judge. And yet you say, you're so much kinder than the unrighteous judge. And you will avenge people who pray to you day and night. And so, Lord, help us to remember that as we go throughout our days and we pray and we pray and we pray. Lord, help us not to lose heart in our prayer lives. But instead, as I've just seen a major prayer answered in my life after decades of praying it, I know that you're faithful and I know that you answer prayer. So help us to rest in that. Lord, we thank you for this parable about people who are convinced of their own righteousness versus actual people who are justified. And Lord, we don't want to be like the Pharisee. We do not want to be like the person who said, "I do all this and I'm all that and I pay these things and look how great I am." Instead, Lord, we want to stand far away and we want to say, "God, be merciful to us sinners." Lord, we want to be justified by you, not by our own actions. We want to be commended by you, not commended by ourselves. The more we bloat and gloat about ourselves, the less we will receive that well done, good and faithful servant. So Lord, we do pray that you would give us that kind of attitude, that repentant attitude, that gratefulness of all you have done, and understanding that really the great part of us is what you have done in and through us. So we rest in that today, and we rest in your forgiveness. We're so grateful for it. We can stand clean, completely clean before you right now in this moment. Thank you for that. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Tricia Goyer. She has written a book called Heart Happy, and I had the chance not only to read it, but to endorse it. The tagline is staying centered in chaotic circumstances, or during chaotic circumstances. And so maybe if you have a chaotic circumstance, this might be super helpful for you. She actually painted the cover. So Tricia Goyer is an artist like myself. So we're like little artist twins. And she painted the cover of her book. So go take a look at it on Amazon. It's pretty cool. She just wants to let you know through this book that because of Jesus within you, you are enough. And no matter what you've experienced, you can approach him and experience the kind of happiness and blessedness that God wants to give you, even in your chaotic circumstances. The world has hijacked the word happy, and she wants to redefine it in biblical ways. When you center your life on Jesus and you experience the happiness from the inside that only he can give, then you will change your whole day. Now, she is offering some scriptures that will help you have a happy heart, and you can get those for free in a PDF at trishagoyer.com/happyheartfree. Thank you so much, Tricia, for sponsoring Pray Every Day.